Way of the Wolf, One of the Pack, by Insane Songbird, read by Mean Sprite. Jared was exhausted. The day had drained him. He had survived a fight to the death, and he had fucked and claimed a mate. A few days ago, both of these events by themselves had seemed far away, but now that his mind was weary and his limbs felt like lead, they already seemed far in the past. Heedless of his own need for sleep, he forced himself to take the time to properly clean Jensen's wounds. He was bone-tired, and had it been anyone else, Jared would have ordered someone else to fulfill that duty. But this was Jensen, his mate, and the idea of anyone touching him, even in the most clinical way, made the alpha inside of him roar. So he did it himself, careful, even though his young mate was dead to the world. When he was done, he placed the young man in his bed and covered him with blankets. While he slumbered, Jared skimmed his fingers over the youth's face and the gash on his temple. Jensen was naked, and Jared wanted nothing more than to crawl under the covers and curl around him. But there was one more thing he had to do first. Walking out of the room, Jared found Chad waiting already. The blonde man's arms were crossed and his face looked pinched. "How the fuck did this happen, Jared?" The alpha shot his right-hand man a hard look at being questioned.
"Instinct."
An eyebrow rose and a small smirk showed on Chad's face.
"You didn't need to mate with him. He's a mega. If you wanted to fuck him, you could have just put him in a cage and kept him as a pet."
Jared's blood started boiling, and he reacted with visceral force to the man's words. Instincts to protect his mate and rage at the deprecating words making him spin and slam his hand out to grasp Chad's throat with clawed fingers. He squeezed, nails digging into flesh, and pushed Chad against the wall, dangling him by his own neck, toes no longer brushing the floor. The man choked, eyes wide and hands clasping around Jared's wrist.
"He is my mate."
Jared growled, moving in close until his fangs were dangerously close to the man's jugular.
"He is not some omega bitch."
He spoke with purpose, growling with an anger that made Chad shudder, driving home the point.
"You better fucking remember that."
After a final squeeze, he let go, dropping Chad carelessly. The man wheezed and coughed, slipping down the wall a little.
"Yes, Alpha,"
he answered between pants, voice cracking like dry twigs.
"You're going to find out where he lives, and you are going to get his things brought here. Jensen is beaten now, and he will live here."
He didn't wait for Chad's confirmation, but turned around and walked back into his bedroom. Once inside, he let the door fall into the lock behind him and sighed. Squinting into the dimness of the room, he eyed the lump on the bed and, feeling relieved that the boy still slept, he walked to the bathroom for a quick wash-up. The blood from his earlier confrontation had crusted to his body now and made his skin itch and tighten uncomfortably. After hours of riding a wave of adrenaline and testosterone, he could feel the wounds he had sustained in the alpha face-off sting and burn. Running the shower tap until the water warmed, he stepped in and scrubbed down carelessly, using too much soap, feeling it burn whenever the water washed the detergent into open flesh. Even in times when he'd been more exhausted, he'd often stayed under the warm stream for long periods of time. In fact, he'd practically slept standing upright in the shower several times in his life. But this time he was anxious to finish and get out of the stall and back into the room. Moving haphazardly, he ran a towel over his tanned skin, scrubbing at the rapidly cooling water. His mind feverishly occupied, the pull of the young man in his bed was too strong to ignore. Jared suspected it was the fact that they were freshly mated, and his hormones and instincts demanded closeness to his mate. He didn't dwell on the consequences of such thoughts. Instead, he simply slipped into bed naked, curling around Jensen's slight form. The boy lay on his side, curled into a fetal position, his breathing easy and even. He didn't stir as Jared let his arms slip around the youth's body to pull him close, fitting his broad chest to the back of the smaller body of his mate. Heaving a sigh of contentment, he soon found himself drifting to sleep. the smell of what was now his, close and warming his senses. Jared couldn't remember sleeping this well, not since before he turned Alpha, and most certainly not since he became a god to some and an enemy to the others. This time he was warm and calm. The beast that weighed upon his conscience during many a waking hour was, for once, quietly purring, satisfied for the moment to rest its head on its paws and leave him in peace. The bed was soft and his body was warm, unwilling to move a single inch from the perfection of its comfort. It was nearly disturbing how good he felt, and Jared took a deep breath, trying to push away the thoughts that told him that nothing was ever perfect. The smell flooded his nose and made Jared's lashes flutter and his arms tighten around a body that fit comfortably against his own. Memories flooded his sleepy mind, and Jared's eyes snapped open as he realized his situation. He blinked a few times, eyelashes brushing against short brown hair. He pulled in another deep helping of air, committing the smell of Jensen, of his mate, to memory. A tiny quiver ran through the body in Jared's arms, and made the Alpha notice just how tense every muscle in Jensen's body seemed to be. He frowned, raising his head to find the boy's eyes wide open, staring straight ahead, as he lay completely motionless.
"You're awake,"
Jared stated, lifting his body a little more to gaze at his mate's face. His hands began petting in small, smooth touches over Jensen's stomach, fingers sliding over a few crusted scratches. Green eyes snapped towards him, wide enough that the white was visible all around leaf-coloured irises. They blinked rapidly a few times, and Jared saw a slight tremble in the boy's jaw before he swallowed noisily.
"Yes, Alpha."
Jensen's voice was but a whisper. Jared cocked his head at his mate, eyes narrowing as he considered the tense quiet of the boy. After the way they'd met, he probably shouldn't be surprised that Jensen looked scared, and part of him understood it. Still, it made a flame of anger flare in his chest to think that his own mate would respond to him in such a way, warranted or not. Tugging on the boy's shoulder, he pulled Jensen over onto his back and pinned him to the mattress with hardly any effort or pressure. His beater went without any resistance, simply looking at him. Jensen's breathing came fast and shallow, but there was hardly any other indication of his discomfort. The absence of active movement, however, was troubling. There was only resignation and acceptance in the boy's eyes.
"What do you see?"
Jared asked, his voice calm, absent of the growl that so often laced his words these days.
"You, Alpha,"
Jensen answered quietly, then dutifully stretched his neck in a long, pale line of submission. The subtle movement made Jared's cock stir and his mouth water, but Jared resisted the urge to take, for now.
"What do you see?"
Jared pressed once more, gaze turning sharp at the dissatisfying answer.
"Hi."
Jensen blinked, lower lip starting to tremble at the realization that his words had not been the right ones. Jared sighed, fingers tightening around Jensen's wrists where he held the youth's arms against the mattress.
"What do you know about me?"
"You..." Jensen swallowed, tongue flicking out to wet chapped lips.
"You are Alpha." "What else?"
Jared demanded as his patience ran out. He didn't want to put such pressure on his mate, but the boy was behaving like a scared little puppy. Still, he was one of the pack now, and more than that, he was the beater to Jared's Alpha, and as such he would have to grow some balls real soon.
"I'm yours."
The words were barely audible, as if Jensen were afraid of a bad reaction from the powerful man on top of him. The words made Jared grin, and he nodded, the motion-making hair that had grown too long over the last months fall into his eyes.
"Yes, you are."
Rewarding the boy's correct answer, he let go of the boy's arms and ran his fingers over the edges of Jensen's mating bite that was crusted with heavy brown scabs.
"Do you know what that means?"
I am your beater. Jensen provided, shrugging as if to look nonchalant, but only seeming all the more insecure. The youth flinched when the movement pulled his messed up back and neck.
You are beater.
Jared pressed, carefully watching the boy's immediate reaction. Jensen bit his lip as a small frown built between his eyebrows, but he nodded his understanding.
You will do as I say, and you better not embarrass me.
He was answered by another nod, quick, nearly frantic in the need to please Jared.
You look doubtful, Jensen.
Shaking his head, the young man seemed to try and find the right words.
I would never doubt you.
Jared's inner alpha rejoiced at the ultimate submission, and the way Jensen's Omega upbringing had him bow to his every whim. The boy was so mellow and quiet that Jared had to notice the way his mouth opened and closed once to see that Jensen wanted to say more.
What is it?
He cocked his head, considering the boy for a while.
I wanted to ask for your name.
Jensen asked with an apologetic shrug.
I'm sorry for being ignorant.
Jared's mouth curled into a small smile, realizing that since meeting the young man, he'd gotten so carried away that he'd not thought of such blatant things like introductions.
It's Jared,
he provided with a sly smile before dipping his head to seal their mouths to each other. Jensen's lips were a little chapped beneath his, but Jared couldn't make himself care as he deepened the kiss. Eyes closing, he licked out, tongue swiping over the seam of his mate's lips, thrilled at the way Jensen gasped and his breath stuttered. Emboldened by his reaction, Jared took the chance to plunge his tongue inside the inviting warmth of an unknown mouth. He licked along straight teeth and over the hard palate, mapping every inch of Jensen's moist cave, starting there and wanting nothing more than to repeat it all in a very different warmth, until there wasn't a single fibre of the youth's body left undiscovered. Jensen mewed a little, tongue pushing against Jared's, unpracticed, but no less eager. The Alpha didn't mind the obvious inexperience, excited at the fact that he was the first to have this boy, the only one who should ever get to taste him inside and out. It made his inner beast purr, and he wanted to mark his claim on the youth once more, to make sure all the world would know that Jensen was his, and his alone. The thought made Jared's already interested cock swell, pressing against Jensen's slender hips as he lightly rutted against the creamy body. Jensen trembled a little, and Jared could smell lust and fear in the air. The latter should horrify him, make him feel sick and hate himself for inducing that feeling inside his mate. But it only fueled the fire of possessiveness, making his head swim with the heady feeling of power that Jensen's submission and fear brought over him.
Fuck,
he swore, licking a long swipe over Jensen's cheek and over the slowly healing gash on his temple, making Jensen whimper a little. Jared's hand skimmed over the boy's flat stomach, thumb catching on the belly button before his fingers combed through a small nest of hair to palm the boy's crotch with a large hand. Jensen flinched, eyes falling shut and face flushing beet red at the revelation of his own erection. The boy's reaction brought a chuckle from Jared, and he carefully squeezed around his handful. Jensen gasped, mouth falling open, breath catching in his chest. Jared grinned, lowering himself a little to lick a dark nipple that was too enticing to resist.
Tell me something, Jensen.
It seemed that all eloquence had left the teen's mind as Jared's hand started working his flushed cock with painfully slow motions.
Was there pleasure in the pain? Did you like being claimed? Being fucked so hard that you passed down? Being at my mercy? Scarred by my teeth? Carved by my claws? Did it turn you on?
Jensen's eyes fluttered open, pupils dilated and darkening his gaze, mouth open in a silent gasp. He shuddered when Jared licked over a few scratches that had been left by his claws the night before, and hesitantly nodded in a small jerky motion. It was a game Jared was playing. He knew there had been pleasure, had smelled it on the boy, had felt it when he'd burst out in orgasm, not once, but twice in short succession. Part of Jensen, the animalistic part, had loved being split open by his alpha, as any bitch and beater in the pack would.
"Good,"
Jared purred, before scooting down on the bed to inspect his mate's body. Carefully, gently, he looked at Jensen's knees for the first time since waking up. They were bruised, scraped on the kneecaps where they had been pushed over the wooden floor. There were puncture marks on the boy's hips where Jared's claws had gripped too tightly, and a few scratches over Jensen's chest and stomach. But those were minor and already healing. Those, however, were nothing to rival the tearing that Jared knew covered the boy's back, and he vowed silently to handle his mate more carefully for them. Jared's gaze moved up Jensen's body, his eyes only stopping when they caught on the boy's hardened shaft. Jensen's eyes met Jared's, dark and lustful, and the alpha held his gaze as he wrapped one large hand around the boy's shaft. Torturously slow, he stroked along Jensen's cock, slicking the shaft with pre-cum he thumbed from the already leaking slit. Jensen's stamina had proved short earlier, though considering his age and the fact that up until a day ago he'd been a virgin, Jared was surprised the youth hadn't burst at the first touch. Allowing his hand to continue, the alpha dipped his head and nibbled along a flat stomach, tongue scooping into the belly button before moving only a few inches below.
"You're mine. You will never be unmarked again. I want you to wear a bite every day of your life."
Jared practically purred the words, licking a generous swipe from just above Jensen's crotch to his navel.
"What'd you say, pup?"
Jensen was panting, hands flat on the mattress next to him, eyes screwed closed as he whispered,
"Anything you want, Alpha."
The absolute submission in Jensen's voice made Jared's chest rumble with a growl and his hand sped up, moving harder and faster, pumping the boy's fully hard cock. Jared dragged his teeth over Jensen's stomach, feeling them elongate into fangs just before biting down on the supple flesh under Jensen's belly button. The boy jumped beneath him, shouting out with surprise at the sudden pain that seemed to jolt his entire body, pleasure combined and his release burst from him unprepared, spurting over Jared's hand as he writhed and moaned through the pleasure. Humming in satisfaction with Jensen's reaction, Jared licked over the lazily bleeding love bite. The red of his mate's blood against his pale skin was like art to Jared, like a fairy tale beauty, marred by the big bad wolf. The metallic taste on his tongue was exciting, and he lapped at the slow trickle of blood from the wound, smearing his lips red. Jensen simply tasted like more, and Jared would make true on his promise that Jensen would never go without a fresh bite on his beautiful body to remind him exactly who he belonged to.
"You're gorgeous, Jensen. I want to flip you over and pin you down. Fuck you into the mattress until you scream,"
Jared told his mate, hands running up the boy's quivering sides.
Why don't you?"
Jensen asked, hesitantly, and Jared wasn't sure if that was disappointment or weariness he'd heard in the boy's voice. Jared snorted, giving his mate a sly grin as his hand dipped between Jensen's legs.
"Because?"
He pushed two blunt knuckles between Jensen's cheeks. The teen yelled out in pain, trying to pull away as quickly as possible. Jared pursed his lips, nodding at the proof of his suspicions.
"I don't want what isn't yet healed tearing again too badly."
Jensen blushed adorably, eyes lowering as he shifted with weary movements.
"I'm sorry." "No, the claiming was too much for you. Don't be sorry."
Green eyes lifted to look at him with a curious expression.
"You're not mad?" "About what?"
"That I can't satisfy you?" Jensen answered with a breathy voice that sounded terribly embarrassed, as if the word satisfy would be anything to write home about between them. Jared chuckled darkly, petting the side of Jensen's face with his hand while letting his thumb skim over Jensen's plump lips.
"There are other ways you can fulfill your duties, Jensen."
The teen paled a little, swallowing around a lump in his throat. Still, he nodded, even while looking a little scared, and Jared hummed appreciative of his beater's regard of duty. Jared crawled up the bed until his hips were on level with Jensen's shoulders, then swung a leg over him so that his crotch was level with the teen's face. Fully aroused from having watched his mate's orgasm earlier, his cock was already swollen and dark. There was nothing tentative about the way he brushed his swollen cock against Jensen's cheek, and the way Jared's eyes darkened at the trail of pre-cum he'd left along the boy's jaw. Jensen's breathing stuttered, and the alpha grinned, guiding his considerably sized cock to Jensen's mouth, brushing the crown over plump lips, leaving a drop of pre-cum behind.
"Do you think you can take all of me in, Jensen?"
Green eyes went wide, and the boy shook his head slightly, looking a little freaked out at the thought of all that cock in his mouth. Jared chuckled, knuckles brushing Jensen's cheek.
"You'll learn,"
Jared provided with a smirk, thumb pushing between Jensen's lips to open his mouth wide. Jensen blinked up at him, wide-eyed but didn't resist as the alpha pushed the head of his cock between those luscious lips. Once inside, Jared groaned at the warm wetness of Jensen's mouth.
"Start sucking, pup."
The young man was hesitant but complied with the order, starting first with a few testing sucks, and having to adjust when Jared moved at the delicious feeling. As the alpha pushed inside that willing mouth, Jensen gagged, but tried to keep up suction with a few dirty slurps that made Jared push just a little deeper. Jensen had no technique whatsoever, and he gagged whenever Jared pushed more than halfway in. Jared watched his mate as he tried with unknown discipline to suck Jared off, and at the same time trying not to choke on the big cock that pushed down his throat every once in a while. Jared's hands tangled in short brown hair, holding Jensen's head still as he picked up the pace, fucking into his mate's sucking mouth fast but shallow. Jensen was panting through his nose, eyes watering a little but pushing his tongue against Jared's cock, testing. Jensen was trying to do good, and Jared could definitely appreciate the boy's efforts. The alpha didn't try to hold on a second longer than it took that deliciously warm mouth to pull his orgasm from him, and he came with one deep push, fingers tightening around short brown hair. Jensen choked but swallowed Jared's seed as it flooded his mouth in hot, long pulses. White was running from the corners of Jensen's mouth and Jared slipped out, his cock still lazily spluttering cum onto freckled cheeks. Jensen's eyes were closed and he was panting as Jared's release ran down his chin and over his slender neck. The alpha purred at the sight and swung his leg off his mate to scoot lower. He started licking along Jensen's neck, cleaning the pale skin of his cum, inch by inch, until his tongue dipped into Jensen's mouth. The mixture of his own seed and his mate's taste was delicious, and he lapped at it until every last drop of himself was gone. Jared nuzzled along Jensen's hair, then wrapped his arms around the boy's slender body, pulling the perfection of it against himself. He chuckled, fingers gliding over the latest bite on Jensen's stomach.
"I don't ever want to get out of this bed again,"
he whispered, breath making Jensen's hair sway like spring grass in a breeze.
"But I have a pack to lead."
The words were stern and deafeningly loud in the silence of their bedroom. Jared huffed out a sigh before sitting up, pushing away from his mate. The moment his body lost contact with Jensen's, he felt suddenly cold, and it took an active decision to swing his legs out of the bed and get up.
"The bathroom is through there. I sent someone to get your things, but until then, you can wear my clothes."
Jared rubbed his eyes. There was still a residual exhaustion from the fight and claim of the day before, but it was less prominent than it had been. Opening his closet, Jared pulled on the first clothes he could find. Jensen didn't say a single word, and the silence weighed heavily on Jared's shoulders. He sat down on the edge of the bed to pull on his shoes and frowned at his mate, who was simply watching him from in between a mess of tangled sheets.
"You're not the talkative type, are you?"
Jensen shrugged, fingers playing with the seam of the bed cover.
"Am I supposed to say something?"
"If you want to,"
Jared offered, eyes narrowing a little with thought.
I don't need permission to speak?
You're not a Maker anymore. You're Beater. You don't need permission.
Jensen's bottom lip was pulled between white teeth, and the boy nodded hesitantly.
I may need some time to get used to that.
Jared hummed his understanding, lacing up his shoes before he got up off the bed. Jensen spoke with hasty words, as if afraid to lose his window of opportunity if he didn't say them in the next 2 seconds.
What am I supposed to do?
Stopping in his first step away from the bed, Jared shrugged, not turning around.
What you feel needs to be done. Sleep, clean yourself up, just follow your instincts, Jensen.
He didn't wait for an answer as he strode from the room, mind setting to purpose. He had 2 packs to unite. Jared sat at his desk. There was a huge stack of paperwork in front of him. And really, who had thought that taking over another pack would involve just as much paperwork as physical dominance? But he hadn't turned a single page in half an hour. He only sat there staring ahead, deep in thought. So lost in thought, in fact, that he hardly even registered Chris's entrance, but when he did, he forced his eyes up to meet the werewolf's gaze.
What?
Chris had both hands in the pockets of his jeans, looking completely relaxed as always. He shrugged with a bored expression, but the way he held Jared's gaze conveyed that there was something on his mind.
How's your Beater?
Jared sighed, leaning back in his chair. Obviously the packmates of higher standing did not approve of his mating with Jensen, and it wasn't really a surprise. Mating with an Omega was frowned upon by the traditional families. Jared's pack was very traditional. It was how he'd become Alpha in the first place.
I think you mean House R, Beater?
Jared answered with a distinct edge to his voice. They would learn to accept Jensen as their Beater, just as Jensen would learn to be just that.
Is he?
Chris asked, and Jared saw a challenge when it was provided. Pushing his chair back, Jared rose painfully slow, and stalked around his desk until he stood behind Chris.
What do you think?
He growled.
Chad told me you nearly had his hide this morning.
Chris said, as if it was an answer to Jared's question.
He overstepped. Or maybe he was just too close to the truth.
The other werewolf answered with a self-confidence that was rare for someone over a head smaller than Jared.
And what may that truth be?
Jared bit out the words between locked teeth, hissing into the man's ear. Chris was silent for a long moment, and it was the first and only sign of hesitation from the man.
He's not fit to be a Beater. Not only was he an Omega, he's also 16. He'll learn. In time, the pack is in chaos. Our half is questioning your sanity for picking your enemy's pup instead of one of our own Beaters, and the others are laughing at you for mating with the weakest their blood has to offer. They say he's a pet, a toy.
The werewolf turned around, eyes locking with Jared's cold gaze.
From what I saw, they might be right.
The anger that boiled under Jared's skin was scathing, but only parts of it were directed at Chris. There was a bubbling rage in his stomach born of the fear that he might have been mistaken, that Jensen would not come through for him. The indication of such a mistake would have grave consequences for his authority, and even worse for his mate. If Jensen proved unworthy, it would mean his death. The pure possibility of that made Jared snap, and he growled the moment he charged forwards, gripped Chris's throat and threw the man backwards. The werewolf landed on the desk with a loud crash and a groan. He was pinned there by Jared's hand, and the Alpha leaned over him, canine teeth bared.
"Get out!"
he snapped, letting go of the man with some difficulty as the anger inside him demanded his hand crush the wearer's windpipe. Chris was scrambling to his feet, hand rubbing his bruised neck. He walked towards the door but turned back one step before leaving the room.
"Thanks."
Jared's breathing was deeper than it should have been, but his eyes snapped towards the man with a frown.
"What for?"
showing me that you're serious about the kid." Chris was smirking, and Jared rolled his eyes. He wasn't sure what would have made the man question his sincerity when he had fucking mated with Jensen.
"Fuck you, Chris."
Jensen was quiet, and Jared wouldn't even have noticed his stealthy beater standing in the office door, had it not been for that enticing scent. Drawn to it, he looked up from the finances of the late Pack Alpha, and eyed his mate. The teen was wearing a pair of jeans, rolled up several times around his ankles to keep him from stumbling. Jared would bet Jensen also had to find a belt to keep the garment on his hips, but he couldn't tell because of the T-shirt that was hanging loosely around the slender frame of the boy. He looked tiny in Jared's clothes, and it made a weird sense of protectiveness scream in the back of Jared's head. Green eyes were looking at him, and Jensen blinked a little, startled at being caught watching Jared. His head dipped down and to the side as he whispered a barely audible apology that Jared ignored.
"Come here."
He purred and watched his mate shuffle into the room with a limp that Jared knew had been his doing. Standing nervously next to the desk, Jared took one of his hands in his, the touch alone both calming and arousing him.
"Your stuff should be here by now. I'll have someone show you where it is later."
Jensen nodded with a small smile, eyes skimming over the desk and the masses of paper.
"Can I help?"
Jared's eyebrows rose at the offer, but despite the surprise, he was very pleased that Jensen felt a duty to help him in his tasks.
"Really? I don't... It feels wrong to be away from you for so long. I'm sorry if I'm being clingy."
Not hiding his smile, Jared nodded his understanding. Their bond was fresh, and he could feel the pull as well. That pure instinctual need to be with his mate.
"It's okay. Grab a chair,"
he said with a wave at the seat situated on the opposite side of the desk. Jensen complied eagerly.
"What do you know about bookkeeping?"
Jensen's knowledge was limited, but he proved to be quite clever and set to the task of sorting through things, developing a system that made it easier for Jared to find what he was looking for. He was working efficiently and completely silent, and as much as Jared appreciated the closeness of his mate, he became very frustrated within the hour. Jensen wasn't touching him. Not only did he not initiate active contact, he even seemed to avoid every brush of a hand, every possible closeness. He made a point of sitting on the other end of the desk, and it drove Jared crazy and made his inner alpha growl with a feeling of rejection. As his beater stood up, stretching over the desk to place a folder on a pile of papers, Jared's hand shot out fast, grabbing the man's wrist in a tight grip. Jensen flinched and turned wide eyes at his alpha.
"Why are you doing this?"
Jared growled.
I don't know what you mean."
Jensen's breath had sped up immediately, and he was trembling in Jared's hold.
"I'm asking why you seem to always stay an arm's length away from me. You never touch me. Am I so horrible that a hand on my arm is impossible to you?"
His eyes were narrowed, and he watched as the young werewolf swallowed, shaking his head.
"No, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you expected such a thing. I thought you might not want any intimate gestures." "For fuck's sake, you're my mate, Jensen. I am getting a whole buttload of shit over mating with you, and you acting like I'm some filthy leper doesn't help me regain my standing."
"I apologize. Please, Alpha, I'm sorry."
"Am I that disgusting?"
Jensen's eyes gleamed wet, and he shook his head, opening and closing his mouth for a moment.
"No." "Be honest."
Jared growled, and it was a clear command rumbling through the entire house. Jensen's knees seemed to weaken, and he swayed a little, hand catching onto the desk for balance.
"You are not... You are... I've never seen someone like you."
He stared at Jared, unblinking as if to make sure what he saw was the truth.
"How so?"
"I'll sound ridiculous," Jensen whispered, dropping his gaze to Jared's hand that was still circling his wrist as he blushed a little.
"You're like a god of war." "Do I scare you?"
Jared stared at his mate, watching every twitch of the man's face. Jensen had been skittish and nervous around Jared all along, and he couldn't really hold it against the boy.
"Yes,"
Jensen said with hardly more than a breath. He was panting out tiny puffs of air, and Jared could smell the fear on him. But there was also more. He reached out, running a hand over Jensen's stomach where he knew his latest mark lay.
"Do I excite you?"
The way Jensen's abdominals fluttered under Jared's fingers were answer enough, but the youth's head jerked in a nod as well, wiping all doubt from the Alpha's mind.
"God, yes, yes, Alpha."
Usually, being called by his title was a satisfying thing to Jared, but he couldn't remember ever hearing his mate utter his given name. Now, however, it only served to tighten the circle of frustration around him, and his spine straightened, making him tower over the boy a bit more.
"My name is Jared. Of all the members of my pack, you should be the one person who calls me by my fucking name."
I'm sorry."
"You say that a lot,"
Jared noted, with a voice hard and smooth as marble. Jensen's knees wobbled at the sound. Swimming eyes turned towards Jared, staring at the Alpha, pale face intensifying the green of his eyes.
"But I don't know the rules, Jared.
It was the closest Jensen had come to questioning his mate so far. Jared took a deep breath as he studied Jensen intently. He was right. The Alpha had, so far, not found the need to set down a clear set of rules, hadn't seen the need to. But obviously, the lack of restraints made Jensen insecure. Jared could change that.
"Rules? The rules are simple, Jensen. You are mine. Nobody gets to touch you but me. You call me by my name, and sometimes, when the occasion calls for it, you can call me Alpha. You touch me whenever you fucking please, and whenever I fucking please, and I will fuck you and claim you as much as I want. You will be by my side, and you will not behave like some pushover bitch."
Jensen flinched at the harsh words, biting his lip, but he nodded. Jared wondered if he was expecting too much. But then it didn't matter, because Jensen had to come through for him, or chance the consequences. Jared counted to 10 in his mind as he watched Jensen's spine go stiff and his hand shake at some whispered words that Jared didn't register over the roaring in his ears. Actually, he didn't get to 10 because at 6, Jensen's eyes, wide and green, started swimming with half-shed tears, and Jared's meagre restraint snapped. Lashing out, he pounced, smacking the wolf who had muttered the unknown offence to the ground. The satisfying crunch of bone as a nose snapped, resonated under Jared's fist. Not sparing him a second look, Jared turned and grabbed Jensen's arm, dragging him away. It wasn't like he had done any real damage to the stricken pack member. Werewolves healed quickly, and it was a good thing because Jared enjoyed setting a new mark on Jensen's body at least every other day. It also meant that Jensen had been able to leave the house only 2 days after Jared had practically taken him apart by the seams and stitched him back together with a loose thread. Hiding his mate away from the pack would not suffice. Actually, it would be highly counterproductive because Jensen was also the pack's beater, and they needed to know him, trust him, follow him. That part didn't go well, and it was as much the pack's fault as Jensen's. Jared watched the looks Jensen got, the taunts from higher members of his pack, but especially those wolves who had only just been taken into Jared's pack, with the defeat of their own Alpha. Their disregard for Jensen was also a disregard of Jared as leader, and he'd spent those first 3 days simply putting those who didn't respect him in their place. But while he quickly gained the respect and submission of everybody, Jensen was like a shadow by his side. Usually Jared would appreciate the fact that his beater was keeping close, but it was quite clear that Jensen didn't do it to be with him, but because he was scared of the very pack he was supposed to lead.
It was frustrating, and the more his beater seemed unable or unwilling to grab a hold of his own balls and step up to the plate, the more Jared could feel the anger of his inner alpha rise. Jensen had duties, and he was not fulfilling them. Part of Jared felt pity. The boy had not asked for any of this, and even though he'd been given a choice, it really hadn't been a big one. But if this was supposed to work, Jensen had to stand on his own 2 feet. Jared had to carry the pack. The least Jensen could do was not force him to carry him as well. His nails dug into Jensen's arm, making the teen flinch, but the boy didn't pull away, knowing that Jared wouldn't let him. Once they were far enough from the pack and prying eyes, he spun the boy, pinning him with his gaze.
"You're embarrassing me, Jensen. You're acting like a fucking omega."
The younger werewolf opened his mouth, eyes still wet. Or again. Jared wasn't really sure. But closed it again, as if the words he had wanted to say were forsaking him. His head ducked, and Jared could see the shame of the gesture.
"I am omega."
"Not any more. You're this pack's beta."
"The pack doesn't seem to think so."
Jensen's eyes rose, looking defiant for the first time Jared could remember. There was a resignation in there he couldn't understand, but also a fight that he knew was what Jensen needed. Jared's nails dug a little deeper, and he could smell blood as he stared at Jensen's too pretty face.
"That's because you haven't earned it."
Jared took a deep breath, stepping closer so that his chest brushed Jensen's and he could talk directly into the young werewolf's ear.
"Do you know how I became alpha?"
Jensen shook his head, body swaying a little as Jared's lips brushed over the boy's ear.
"I fought for it. I challenged and overcame every alpha of this pack, including my older brother. He nearly died because he just wouldn't give up. I earned it."
He could feel Jensen shudder at the words, or the feeling of Jared so close. Which, exactly? It was impossible to say. Jared let go suddenly and stepped away from Jensen with a few swift strides, leaving the youth swaying a little at his sudden retreat. Jared stopped a good 3 yards away, not turning back to see Jensen's reaction.
"I won't be your babysitter,"
he called and walked away. There was no answer, no following steps and no cursing, just silence. That was the last reaction Jared had hoped for, but unfortunately, exactly what he'd expected. Fuck. It was harder than Jared would have imagined, and his instincts were cursing him for not ripping out the throat of everybody who was giving Jensen a hard time. But this was Jensen's only chance. Jared didn't know what else to do. A beater without respect was like a bird without wings. It would be the merciful thing to end it. But Jared didn't want to give up so easily. He wanted Jensen, craved him, and as soon as it was just them, Jared found himself thinking that Jensen was perfect. The alpha had watched his mate struggle from a few yards away, and it hurt, filling him with frustration and hatred for not only himself, but the pack, and even Jensen. Jensen had stopped looking at him for assistance after Jared had made his intentions clear, and it hurt him even more that his mate no longer sought his protection, be it granted or not. There was a tension under Jensen's skin that was a weird mix of fear and rage, and Jared wasn't sure which of them would win out. But he knew if fear won, this would not end well. Jared's hopes dwindled as Jensen seemed locked in his omega ways, and when Chris stepped up next to him, Jared looked away from his mate's interaction with the cruel pack quickly, happy for any distraction.
"You're being cruel, Alpha." "I'm being pragmatic,"
Jared replied, watching his mate out of the periphery of his sight.
"I just thought you cared about the kid."
Jared's jaw snapped tight and his eyes blazed at the lower werewolf.
"He's my mate. I care."
"Obviously not enough when you throw him to the dogs like this."
"He needs to learn."
Gerard's words stopped mid-sentence and his head snapped around. He'd felt it, the moment Jensen's undercurrent emotions sprang free and he watched, fascinated. Lip curled in a snarl, his beater growled. Then, in a move so fast it was blurred, Jensen's elbow shot out, connecting with flesh and bone in a sickening crunch. The blow sent a wolf, who was about Jensen's own height, but considerably more bulky, stumbling back until he landed, sprawling on the ground. Gerard couldn't tell what had brought forth this sudden shift in his mate, but Jensen jumped after the wolf he had thrown back, and when the man would have gained his feet, he knocked him to the ground with the weight of his body. Snarling, in an inhuman growl, long claws cut into the other wolf's flesh, digging deep, bloody furrows into the skin. Jensen didn't fully change, simply using his sharpened nails to carve at the body beneath him. A second wolf jumped forth to stop Jensen as he assaulted a screaming opponent, but he was caught by sharp teeth as Jensen swayed his attentions towards him. The pack stared, wide-eyed and shocked by the sudden change in the usually subdued young wolf, as he jumped off of a bloodied opponent. He hadn't gone for the kill, even though, to Jared's surprise, it seemed like he might actually have been able to. Instead, Jensen was pacing in a circle, snarling and growling at each wolf who dared look at him. His face was feral, eyes gleaming golden and fangs prominent in his bloodied mouth. He was roaring, challenging anybody brave enough to face him, and Jared knew what it felt like. It was the bloodlust, the heady adrenaline of a victorious fight, and it carried a werewolf to the edge of being simply another beast. The pack backed away, eyes skimming to Jared, who was grinning a little manically at how beautiful Jensen's wolf was. He stepped forward with the need to worship that beauty, to tame it. His alpha instincts marvelled at the idea of forcing this creature into submission and claim him as his, all over again. He growled, circling Jensen playfully, and the young werewolf hissed, dropping into a low crouch. He pounced at Jared and their bodies connected with a loud smack. Jared used the force of impact to turn them, simply letting them fall to the ground to land on top of Jensen, who had the air pressed from his lungs. Jensen's jaws snapped at him, and Jared's head reeled back to keep out of reach, and he pinned his beater to the ground with his arms beside his head. Jared growled low and dangerously before lunging down himself, baring his own spiky teeth and closing them around Jensen's throat. The pressure was there, but he did not draw blood, simply letting the threat and the implication of victory linger. The beater froze immediately, body going lax underneath Jared's fangs. The fight hadn't even really begun, but Jared was the alpha, and it was to be expected that he would be considerably stronger than some out-of-control teenage werewolf. Jensen's head tipped back further in submission as he panted and growled, but didn't put up any more struggle. The submission was exhilarating, and Jared pressed his nose to Jensen's neck to take in the smell of arousal that coupled with the anger and adrenaline the beater emitted. Hips rolled up to grind against Jared, with an audible purr in the back of Jensen's throat, and Jared didn't even try to control the impulse to let go of Jensen's arms and start ripping the boy's clothes off instead. Eyes were on them. Whispers, awed and excited, were audible. And Jared couldn't care about being seen. He wanted it even. He would take Jensen, bloody and beautiful, right there in the street, and the whole pack would watch. Should watch. Then they would never again question his claim on the boy. The clothes were in shreds by the time Jared was done, but it didn't matter as long as he had skin on skin. He spit into his hand and reached down, pushing two fingers into his mate. Jensen arched backwards with a mewling sound at the rough, sudden intrusion. Jared pumped them in and out, scissoring to stretch Jensen as fast as he could, allowing time for the tearing to heal. He'd not fucked his mate since the claiming, and he was beyond eager now. Still, the thought of damaging him again made Jared slow down. Forcing himself to take more time for the actual preparation, he pushed long fingers deep, working them until his beater was panting and writhing, bathed in a thin layer of sweat. He hooked Jensen's legs over his shoulders to lift the boy's hips, watching his handwork inside him while the youth's fingers dug into the ground beside him. Jared licked the inside of Jensen's thigh, knee to groin. He bit down only 2 inches below the crotch, tasting blood on the soft skin of Jensen's leg, as his beater thrashed wildly at the mixture of pleasure and pain. Jared ran his cock, hard and leaking, over the lazily bleeding wound to slick it up, before pushing the fat head against the spit-slick hole. Jensen's breath caught, but he pushed back against Jared with a defiant growl, as if he wouldn't let something like petty discomfort ruin their accelerated pace, and Jared complied. He pushed in until he could go no further, then licked Jensen's leg, tasting blood where it had smeared within reach. The taste, coppery and primal, made his hips snap forward in thrusts that started fast but shallow, yet turned hard and deep, without losing any of their speed. Sharp nails cut into Jared's bicep where Jensen was holding on too tightly as Jared fucked into him, shoving the boy's back over the hard ground without restraint. Every snap of his hips pushed his beater away a few inches, and Jared soon growled in frustration, grabbing Jensen's waist to pull him up. Legs slid off Jared's shoulders to lock at the small of his back, while Jensen's arms grabbed his shoulders, growling as he rode his alpha at a steadily accelerating pace. Jared's hand pushed and lifted Jensen's body by the hips with bruising force, and he could feel his mate's hard cock, where it was trapped between their stomachs, slipping noisily in the accumulation of precum leaking from his slit. Like this, Jensen's breathing panted right next to his ear. Warm, moist air tickled his face, and Jared turned his head to catch Jensen's mouth in a bruising kiss. The beater was too far gone to care. Growling, his sharp fangs caught Jared's tongue, drawing blood. The mixture of Jared's blood with the taste of Jensen's was simply right in so many ways that it wasn't supposed to be. Jared caught a glimpse of Jensen's mating bite at the side of his neck, nearly on the back side, and Jared swiped down to bloody tongue to feel the ragged skin of the messy scar. It was the one scar that would never heal, wasn't supposed to heal. It was big and mean-looking, but Jared couldn't help to find it the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen. As one sharp fang dragged over the puckering scar tissue, Jensen growled and keened, body tensing with sudden convulsions. Jerking and shuddering, Jensen's orgasm burst out of him in pulses of seed that spread between their bodies. Jensen's teeth clamped down around Jared's throat in a nearly threatening gesture, but never broke the skin. The shadow of a mating bite left Jared shivering at the thought. Jensen's arms were trembling while his tight inner wall squeezed around Jared's cock in a chokehold that made the alpha's thrust falter and his eyes clamp shut as his own release was milked from him. This time he wasn't so much surprised as gleeful when he felt himself swell instead of deflate. Jensen's teeth fell away from his throat with a gasp.
"Oh, fuck!"
the beater cursed, hissing as the knot grew inside his ass to seal in every last drop of Jared's seed, even as there would be more and more added with time. A sudden howl pulled Jared out of his Jensen-centered world to see his pack, their pack, prowl around them in intersecting circles. Most of them were in complete wolf form, while others were less than completely human. The stink of pheromones, of need and want, was choking. The wolves stopped in their prowl and one by one entered the choir of howls that spoke of desire and respect, and Jared couldn't help but laugh hysterically at the way his pack was howling out its approval of Jensen in such a literal way. There was a moan close to his ear, and it wasn't lustful, but rather embarrassed, as arms tightened around his shoulders where Jensen's face was buried in the crook of Jared's neck. Panting hot breaths against the pulsing vein of the alpha's neck, Jensen didn't look up as he spoke.
"I can't believe we just did that. In front of everybody."
Jared's grin seemed impossibly wide as his hands petted Jensen's shivering back.
"They seem to have no problem believing it."
Jensen's head shook a little, nose rubbing against Jared's pulse point. He tried to push himself off Jared, where he was still curled up in the man's lap, but forgot about the knot. He hissed, head falling backwards at the harsh pull of Jared's swollen bulge, immovable inside of him. The Alpha groaned at the pull but simply tightened his arm around Jensen's waist to hold him there.
"You really got to learn that you're stuck with me here, Jensen,"
Jared said with a chuckle, but his real meaning went beyond sex, and he hoped his mate understood that.
"I kind of figured that out,"
Jared chuckled, letting his hand run down Jensen's spine to skim over his perfect ass, dipping between the cheeks to feel where they were connected. Jensen's hole stretched incredibly wide around Jared's swollen cock. It was fucking hot. He let his fingers dance over the sensitive skin, making Jensen gasp. The way those plump lips fell open made him dip his head to catch his mate's bottom lip between his own, to suck off the taste of blood in Jensen. He frowned a little when he found a tinge of blood that wasn't theirs, and pulled away again, staring at Jensen.
"Why did you snap, Jensen? What happened?"
The younger wolf blushed, head fawning against Jared's neck again, as if he was unable to look the man in the eyes.
"He touched my arm. You said that you're the only one who gets to touch me, but you were mad at me and then he touched me instead, and it just felt so wrong."
Jensen took a deep breath before sighing silently.
"I just got angry with it all. I'm sorry."
The Alpha couldn't help the way Jensen's story affected him. He pushed the boy to the ground until Jensen's back was on the street, Jared on top of him. The boy's hips lifted and Jensen's legs tight around his back. Just like that, Jared started fucking him again, slow and shallow, the knot hardly moved at all, simply stirring Jensen's insides with the sharp sting of push and pull. Jared growled as he blanketed Jensen's body with his, hiding him nearly completely from view. He couldn't say how pleased he was with his mate. Jensen had done all this, the fighting and the blood spilling, to please Jared and his rules of engagement, to be the perfect mate. Jared's cock shuddered in another spill of release, and Jensen mewled, thrashing a little as Jared took him in his arms. Pulling him tighter to his chest, Jared rose from the ground, lifting his mate with him. Jensen hissed and curled against Jared, where the knot inside him was pulled incredibly tight at the shift of positions that would usually have seen Jared's cock slipping from his mate's body. It was uncomfortable, but Jared started walking with Jensen curled round his front like a monkey. The pack parted for them, heads lowered and necks bared. The Alpha might not have been standing tall as he carried his beater off the street, but inside he was 10 feet tall. They did it. Jensen was one of the pack now, and he would get rewarded properly for the rest of the night. Jared swore to that as he let them sink onto his bed, feeling the blood of Jensen's bitten thigh slip down his leg and Jared's stomach, to the very place his knot was still embedded inside Jensen.